This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming alive from the traveling Built for Tough studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Friday morning! It's a feel-good Friday, Memorial Day weekend Friday, kickoff to summer Friday at DJ's in Belmar, the Jersey Shore. We do it every year. We're so happy to be back. The weather has held out for us. This isn't great, but it isn't terrible. And look at everybody that showed up, Boomer. We love you. Thank you for being here. We got Chris Lane later. We got a great show for you. Tremendous sponsors. I'm seeing big fans here already. We got Joey from Yonkers. We got Big Joe from Top Golf out there. They're all here, Boomer, for us. And we're here for you. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Good morning, my brother. Great to be here. And you know what? Take a look at the distance. You see what you see out there?
The ocean.
And the sun.
And the sun. It's coming.
It's coming, baby.
It's coming.
It is coming.
Look at these guys in the truck. Yeah. And he's drinking.
Yes.
Guys through the passengers drinking. Good job. All right.
Speaking of that.
Oh, nice.
I did bring a flask.
By the way, I remember in years past, the first hour, now we're starting later this year, but the first hour there was no alcohol. Then 7 o'clock there was alcohol. So I believe, if I'm correct, that the bar is open. Yes? Is the bar? The bar's open. All right. Let's go.
So yes. Why not?
So, yes, we got the flask, we got everything, we got our high-class flask, and we're ready to go, Boomer.
We are ready to go, and, you know, I was listening to Al and Jerry. So, we did go out to dinner last night to Flavio's.
Yeah.
Down in Asbury Park.
Wonderful place.
Wonderful place. Al lives about 3 minutes from there, so it's all about keeping Al happy and not pissing him off. And I took a picture of Al sitting at the desk, and I think most of the people here already heard Al talk about this morning. And it's just like Al's life. He's in a restaurant by himself. There's nobody else there. We were there with him.
Yeah.
And he was miserable the whole time. totally miserable.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here. I don't want to be with you guys. I don't want to be out. It's raining outside.
Yeah.
I had a hard time finding a parking space. Just bitching and complaining the whole time. So it's always fun to drive down the Garden State Parkway. Thank God there was no sinkhole. And we finally made it, and here we are, and Al was just totally miserable with dinner last night.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking when I was sitting there, I didn't say it, but I was thinking that it is amazing. You spend enough time around Al, you end up getting sucked into his vortex and doing what he wants to do. You know, so we're just sitting there in a restaurant right by his house with nobody in it at 5 o'clock. And I'm like, how did he win again?
He won again! He did win again.
And we're living his life!
You know, the one thing is that the weather was so bad, we were supposed to play Matina Conk yesterday.
Yes, yep.
Over in Jackson, New Jersey. And unfortunately, we did not get a chance to play there. So that basically allowed Al to kind of convince us to go down into Asbury Park.
Yes, and he did pay. He paid everybody.
He did.
He stepped up. Al Dukes paid.
Now, hold on, though. Hold on.
What?
So this is one of these places where you got to bring your own stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so I've never done that before,
bring
by the way.
Stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, I never done that.
I brought my own rigatoni, actually.
I have never brought my own wine to a dinner.
Yeah, neither
like
have
that.
I. Yeah.
I felt like, I kind of felt dirty walking through the street with bottles of wine. And I'm like, what am I doing?
That's very big here, though. We everyone loves a BYOB.
Yeah. No left turns, no alcohol licenses here in New Jersey. Those are the two things. And then when Jerry's cracking the surf sides at the table, I was like, wow, this is. I feel like I'm at the beach.
I felt like we were doing something wrong. It just didn't feel right. And now I know why Al picked up the bill, because there was no alcohol on there. That's exactly why. And without any alcohol on there, that means he doesn't have to tip quite as much.
Exactly.
Think about it. Think all of that.
Yeah. I mean, and when you suggested that place and he knew it was BYOB, he was all in, because you could just tell by his reaction. He doesn't want to give you a super negative reaction on the air if you throw something out. It'd be like, I'm not so sure. I mean, it's a nice place. You said this Flavia's. It's like, oh, yes, Flavia's, wonderful. Best pasta in the world, BYOB. Yes, great. Right by the house. So it was good. It was really good.
I know it was a really good restaurant, and I would recommend it to anybody, especially at 5 o'clock, because nobody's there. I mean, it started to fill in a little bit after we started to eat and everything. But the great thing about it is the people at Flavia's, the workforce.
The workforce.
Sorry. They had no idea who we were.
I know.
And the beauty about that is that the service was great.
Yes.
Like, they didn't go over the top. You know, normally if you say that we're going somewhere, there's like 30 people waiting for us.
Yeah, well, for you, yes.
No, for us. It's for us. It's not for just me. It's for us.
Yeah, well, there was a guy last year where we went who he saw you, he recognized you, but he didn't, like, it didn't come to him right away, so he called you boss.
Yes.
And that ruined your night.
It did.
Yeah, he's like, hey, boss, good to see you here. And you were like, all right, pal, chief, jerk. Jerkwad.
Jerkwad, yes.
But we gave him a nice tip.
If we did. Yes. And it was a great great trip yesterday. You know, the interesting thing coming out of the city yesterday, when it is raining the way it was.
Yeah.
And you're coming out of the Holland Tunnel, which is always a lot of fun. I don't know how long that tiling job is going to take, but I want the tile. I want the job. You know what I mean? Because it seems like that thing's going to last for another 10 years.
You want the tiling contract?
I want the tiling contract. 100%.
All right.
And I think they're only doing like one row at a time.
Yeah.
And there's like 1,000 rows in there.
Yeah. It seems like one of the dumbest jobs of all time. And
I know they got to fix the tunnel. And like New York, we got our tunnels fixed.
We do. We do have our tunnels.
One thing I will say about Mario Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah.
He got the tunnels fixed.
Yeah, a little grab ass, little tunnel fixing. That was his
yes,
whole thing.
Exactly.
That's his tenure, his legacy. Yeah.
Well, LaGuardia Airport.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
LaGuardia Airport.
Sorry. Little grab ass, little tunnel, little LaGuardia. Yeah.
JFK.
JFK as well. So yeah, hats off.
These are big infrastructure projects. But anyway, what I was saying, coming through the Holland Tunnel and coming across, I don't know what that was. I forget what they call it. It's over there by Liberty Golf Course, that road, 78. I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
Anyway, but this is where all the trucks come on from the Port of Newark.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about, they should have a race from the Port of Newark down to the Delaware Memorial Bridge on the New Jersey Turnpike, because there must have been 1,000 trucks in the pouring rain just going from lane to lane.
Is that what that is? Tunnelly Avenue?
No, Tunnelly Avenue is underneath some viaduct.
Okay.
And it's got a circle there where there's 17 different ways that you can get into that circle. I don't know what they do over here in Jersey. I don't know what it is.
Hell, I had a good time yesterday, man. I went to see our guy, Doug Wells. He actually gave me a gift for you that I left in the car. I'll have to get that. And then I went to Topgolf by myself.
He gave you a gift that he got from Mercedes-Benz. Like, he didn't buy the gift.
Well, whatever. He's still giving it to you. He could have given it to somebody else.
It's a free premium that he's giving me.
Well, it's still nice,
isn't it? Hopefully that I'll buy a car from him or something.
Well, yeah, that is true. I mean, he does do that Jedi mind trick thing. But, yeah, I was sitting there at Topgolf by myself, having a couple surfside, some lunch, hitting some balls.
You were at Topgolf by yourself?
Well, Jerry bailed on me. Yeah, so...
Oh, twice. Shocking.
Twice in 2 days.
Jerry, that's all right. Jerry bails on us all the time.
It's like, sorry, man, can't do it. Miscommunication with Kim, the whole thing. I'm like, all right.
Miscommunication.
So I was like, and then I asked Doug Wells if he wanted to go to Topgolf in a suit. And he was like, no, can't do it. But I had a great time over there. It was awesome. By the way, so this is the 8th kickoff to summer that I have done. And then you guys did it for several years prior to that. And this is the first time that we are sitting here doing this show with the New York Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals. Usually we're sitting here slamming them. They stink. They're terrible. They got eliminated. God, I don't even want to talk about the Knicks in May. And here we are with an Eastern Conference Finals game tonight to talk about that I feel like they're going to smoke them. They played so well except for that collapse. And I know that sounds crazy, except for the collapse. But they did everything we wanted them to do. So tonight, I'm staying here in Jersey. I'm getting the full Jersey experience. And I'm going to be watching that game somewhere. And I'm just going to be, I know, I just feel it, that they are not going to Indiana down 2-0 with the way that they play. I am super confident. I hope the fan base is super confident. I hope the people that go to the game are confident. And then, you know, me, I'm not the most positive fan in the world. So when this stuff happens and I feel this way, I feel like I got to say it. But, yeah, it was alarming what happened, but they're going to be okay. I really, really believe that this team's going to come out, they're going to win, and then we'll start the series at Indiana 1-1.
You know, listening to everybody after our show yesterday morning, because we're like the first guys really to get out there and talk about it. I know the overnight, you know, McMonagle was talking about it, and I'm sure the guys at MSG were talking about it. But we basically, for 4 hours, were trying to dissect what happened in the last 3.5 minutes of that game and all the different things that happened and how many different viewpoints there are of what happened in the game. And the fact that, and we tend to forget this, that in overtime, the Knicks took a 4-point lead.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like they were overwhelmed in the moment, that's for sure. And they were able to fight back. And then there's all these things that come out. Did Halliburton, you know, double dribble on the last shot where he ties the score, where they have to go back and review whether or not it's a 3-point play. And just all the things that happen when it comes to like a comeback like that, and it's like a steamroll comeback where you can't stop it. And, you know, they made a lot of poor decisions, the Knicks did, in terms of time management, missing free throws, all these little things that lead up to a comeback of that magnitude. And we've never seen anything quite like it. The older Knicks fan in the audience, the older Knicks fan at home, the older Knicks fan that's watching us right now, remembers Walt Frazier and, you know, Bill Bradley and Dave DeBuscher and Willis Reed and Dick Barnett and all those guys were able to do something like that without the 3-point shot. But because the NBA is so 3-point centric right now, that no lead is safe inside of 2 minutes. And that's the thing that happened yesterday, on Monday. It was just amazing how it was just handed to, I should say Wednesday, how it was just basically handed to the Knicks the way that the Celtics handed it to the Knicks in games 1 and 2.
You know, I didn't listen a ton because I listened for the drive down to Edison and then just a little bit later in the day. But the one thing that I don't think has been focused on enough, it's what I've heard is, oh, you know, Halliburton and the lucky shot, the overtime, the turnovers, the Knicks blowing it. But, I mean, Nesmith was unbelievable. I keep saying this yesterday. If he was Steph Curry, if he was, you know, Luka last year when they went to the playoffs, if he was Kobe Bryant back in the day, we'd be just talking. If he was Jason Tatum, we'd be saying, hell, one of the best players in the league just crushed him. But then because it's Nesmith, we just sort of forget that this guy was unconscious. And then he was the reason that happened. He was the guy. That's so rare for someone to be that on fire at that point of the game where he kept getting the ball. And chances are that's not happening with Aaron Nesmith again.
Well, I mean, the one thing that I will say is that Fat Luka couldn't do it. So
well, he did do it. Fat Luka, yeah, last year's Luka that went to the finals.
Fat Luka's not doing it this year, that's for sure. And they are a deep team. They are a race track team. They like to get up and down the court, which I think the Knicks actually liked.
Yeah.
But again, they also got caught up in that vortex of speed up and down the court because they forgot late in the game how to manage the clock. And, you know, maybe they fouled a little bit too early late in the game. They missed their free throws late in the game. I mean, there were so many little things that had to happen in order for the Pacers to do what they did. But I think the one thing I will say about this, and I know everybody talks about losing game one at home, what does that mean overall to the series and the Knicks' chances? This team is resilient, just like the Pacers are resilient. That's why I still think it's going to be a 7-game series. I really do believe it's going to be a 7-game series. Now, if Halliburton hits a 3 at the end of game 7, and then he goes and grabs his throat,
yeah,
I'm all good with that.
Yeah.
But not in game 1, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but the way that the game ended, the premature choke sign, the way that the Knicks played in that, you know, the first 3 quarters, 3.5 quarters, I almost feel better about them getting smacked around in this game 1 than if they had cruised to a victory. Because any time that, like, there was desperation from the other team, the Knicks have played terrible. Whether it was the 2 closeout games or game 3 at home and then the closeout game in game 5, they were terrible. Closing this game out, they were terrible. So now the desperation's in their court. Like, they have to have the desperation in this game because they can't go back to Indiana 0-2. But They're going to be fine. I've never felt more comfortable with a superstar with the basketball in his hands. You know, I wasn't around with Clyde.
I'm just telling you. I'm
then Jalen Brunson. So he's going to he'll take us home. He'll be fine.
I'm a 50-year Knick fan.
I know.
50-year Knick fan.
I understand.
And there has been a lot of headache and heartache along the road.
I mean,
Met fans can talk about it. Jet fans certainly can talk about it. Islander, Ranger fans, Devil fans. We could all talk about our struggles to get to where we want to get to, and that's the ultimate championship. But the Knicks have made it so hard over the years. Even when they had Patrick Ewing, you're dealing with Larry Bird, you're dealing with Magic Johnson, you're dealing with Michael Jordan, you're dealing with Reggie Miller, for God's sake. And it was like they were close. They were so close. And then when they finally get there, who did they run into? Hakeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler, for God's sake. So it's always been tough. It's always been a grind. And as Carl Anthony Towns did say after the game on Wednesday night, he goes, hey, we got to write our own story. You know, that's what we're here for. We're here to write our story. I think they realized that. Now, whatever this brouhaha was on the bench, I think it was between he and Mikal Bridges.
Yeah.
I don't take anything away from that. That's just frustration within the body of a game, and teammates sometimes get into it with each other. Somebody doesn't rotate on defense. Somebody doesn't line up the right place on offense. You know, guys are going to be frustrated because they all want to win. This one thing about this group of guys, they want to win, and they're willing to pay the sacrifice to win. And the other guy, too, again, we always talk about kind of like the up-and-down nature of certain players. You know, at the end of the game, I didn't think Jalen Brunson was all that great, and I didn't think that OG Anunoby had a great game either. So I think Jalen, even though he was put up 42, 43 points, that's great, but you got to be able to play on the other end of the floor, and you can't turn the ball over in crunch time. That's why you're on the court.
Yeah, so something that I heard coming here on the warm-up show that I did not know was that so people have probably heard this story on the air. It was 2019, the man who got the Larry Johnson four-point play ball, because Larry threw it into the stands, held on to it for years and years and years. That was 1999. Holds on to it, finally decides he's going to bring it in to us, give it to you, gift it to you so you can auction it off for the Boomer Esiason Foundation. You want to get it signed, obviously, by Larry Johnson. You get it into Wally Zerbiak's hands, who ends up leaving it in a closet in a suite, and the thing is now gone. And the man who had the ball had just recently reached out to Al because the Knicks are playing the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals and goes, hey, how's it going? You know, that four-point play ball, hopefully give him some luck. I hope you got a ton of money, you know, for the charity. So he hasn't been listening. He doesn't know the story. That poor guy got crushed.
And I haven't responded yet because I don't know what to say.
I think you got to tell him the truth.
I think you just got to say that Wally Zerbiak screwed up.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's really, and give him Wally Zerbiak's email address.
You got it.
Just a cell phone.
And what you do is you tell him to call Wally and act as a Chubb insurance agent and say, we need some more information on the ball. Where did you put it? Where did you leave it? Who did you give it to? So as Wally has told us, and I don't want to rehash this too much because it really brings me such anger. He just gave it to some guy in the suite, one of the suite attendants, and said, put it in the closet. And when Larry shows up, in the next 5 years, have him sign it. That's not exactly what we were looking for.
So the station's actually doing an event with Larry Johnson, a sponsored event. So our the doofus sales guy, Chris Mercandante, that's his client. So I instructed him to ask specific questions about the ball if it ended up in Larry Johnson's hand.
Okay.
So we're going to get some answers from Larry. Now, if Larry has it, I'll feel better about it. If somebody just stole that thing and sold it somewhere on Craigslist, then that's going to be a problem, and that's going to hurt. But if Larry's got it in his hands, then at least there's a little bit of a better ending. It didn't get to auction it off, but the man who shot it at least got it back in his hands.
I mean, we were invited to a watch party. Is that the watch party we were invited to?
No.
Is this another one?
That's a different one, yeah.
Did you get that invite?
I did. That's a different one. That's the Fanatics one.
Oh, it's the Fanatics one.
That's the Fanatics one, yeah. So, here it is. Oh, my goodness. Good evening, Al. It took six years and a few months that you kindly asked me to come in on the air with the Larry Johnson ball I caught. Thank you again so much for the opportunity. I gave Boomer the ball to his foundation to raise money, which I hope he did. My life changed in so many ways, good and bad, but now I'm very blessed. Finally back again against the Pacers 25 years ago, but a very heartfelt thank you for giving me the chance to tell my story.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
It's Wally's fault.
Well, there's more to the story now. And there it is. There's the ball, by the way. Look at that.
Send that to Wally.
How did he think this was just a regular ball? Because that's what it says, official game ball. It's got, I mean, it's Spalding. It's got David Stern signed it. I mean, it looks like an old game ball. And he's like, oh, I just thought this was a regular ball to get Larry Johnson to sign. Now seeing it again, there's no way.
But I told you, there is another problem, and that's Plansker, who works for me.
I'm not blaming Plansker.
Yeah, but I told Plansker to take the ball to Wally, and unfortunately, he took it to Wally when Wally was on his way to go play golf.
Oh, well, there you
go. And like, there you go. I mean, like, it's like you when you get ready to go play golf.
Everything else is meaningless.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I understand. But wait, we're going to get a new ball this year in 2025. It'll somehow end up in our hands, the Jalen Brunson ball that sends him to the NBA Finals. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network live from DJ's kickoff to summer 2025. Great show for you. We go all the way to 11. Country music star Chris Lane's going to perform after we are done. Excited for that. DJ's kickoff to summer just getting started.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Here we are at DJ's. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We are here because of the love from our great sponsors, Nielsen Dodge. I heard that Bill Schnaufer is here. Is Bill Schnaufer here somewhere? Where's the Schnaufer man? He is somewhere here, and I'm excited to meet him. Chef IQ Sense, we're going to tell you a little bit more about in a second. Sloman's, Yingling, Surfside, Calandra's Bakery, Cash App, Flag and Anthem, and Wendy's, and they're set up all around to make sure you check out their kiosks. So we are giving away a Chef IQ Send. So let's start here, Jerry. We'll start with a couple of people, and then if we have some time, we will get into some sports updates.
So this, if you want to probe your meat, this is the thing right here.
All right, two people who are willing to come up that think that they are grill masters. Two people that are willing to come up, not afraid of a microphone, that are willing to come up. I saw one hand here, one here, and a one back there. All right, you guys come up right here with the green hat And then my man with the beard with the black hat and the Mets. Can we just get somebody to give them the right way up? Maybe a Jess, maybe a Big Hurls, maybe a Sean Kennedy. Anybody with a little go-getter attitude. We'll go and bring these guys up. And we're going to do a little game here with Jerry Recco is going to quiz these folks.
You are?
I will.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. Good to see you, Jerry.
Nice to see you, Boomer.
So you know what we're going to do is, Jerry, I'm going to hand it over to you because...
What's the issue here?
we got three guys, but two of...
Only need two.
So
One guy's out.
Get the Yankee fan out of here.
Yankee fan's got to go, so...
Yeah, we got Juan Soto. You get out of here.
There he is.
What's your name?
Yeah, Bob from Belmar.
Yeah. Bob from Belmar.
How are you?
Long commute.
Good
to see you, too.
Very cool. So here's what we're going to do.
And who are you?
Your name in the green hat.
Mike.
Mike, where are you?
Darien, Connecticut.
From Darien, Connecticut.
Wow.
That's traveling, unlike Bob from Belmar, who just walked down the block, which is cool.
I did.
That was awesome. So here's what we're going to do. So we're giving away the Chef IQ, right?
Yes.
You're going to have to win two lies and a truth. The guy who gets the most right is going to walk away with the Chef IQ. All right, these are show related. You guys good with that?
Yeah.
All right, I will tell you right now, just real quick, we are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right, so here we go. We'll go with names again. Bob and
Mike.
Mike. Bob and Mike. All right, Bob, you go first. Two lies and a truth. I'm going to give you three things. You're going to tell me which is the truth, which are the two lies. Number one, this is Boomer related. Number one, played football at Maryland under head coach Ralph Friedgen. Is that a lie or a truth?
Truth.
No, God.
For real? You said Maryland.
Under Ralph Friedgen, you dope.
We got to get schematics.
Gosh. Okay, well, you got to listen to the whole thing.
Okay, that's fair.
He won a Super Bowl.
No.
What?
You know, I'm about this close, really.
What I do?
I'm going to kick the living crap out of you and Al.
I didn't do anything. Holy smokes.
See what just started, Eddie?
All right, so you're 1-1. You're 1-1. Let's see if you can break the tie now, and I'll give you the win for this one. Lost to the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
That is also a truth.
All right, so yeah.
Oh, boy. I know what you were doing. I was playing.
That's so cool.
All right, with your right hand.
You stand aside for a second. Here we go. All right, Jim, you ready? This is about Gio. All right, this is about Gio. Two lies and a truth. Has a tattoo.
Well, Mike.
Oh, yeah, you too.
That works.
Mike, my bad. He has a Knicks tattoo.
Gio?
No, Al Dukes. Gio, yes.
False.
That is correct. He's got a Vikings tattoo. You're 1-1. Next one is an accomplished musician.
True.
That is true. Last one, if you get this, you're going to win the round.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I won the Super Bowl of music.
Oh. You did.
Yeah.
Last one. His mom flies private planes.
Like not...
No, not private.
Not
a small... I'm sorry.
Not like, on a private jet.
No.
Is my mom a pilot?
Yeah, that's a better way to put it.
Well, the way you're putting it right now, I'm going to say true.
Wrong.
No,
okay,
dad.
His dad is. All right, so we're tied after one round.
We're tied. Come on up, Bob.
Here we go. Here we go, Bob. You ready? This is about Al Dukes, all right?
Al Dukes. Okay.
Al Dukes. Al Dukes, Al Dukes. Two lies and a truth.
Al Dukes is a weirdo. True.
He has a golden retriever named Whimsy.
That is false.
That is false.
It is a...
It doesn't matter. It's not a... It's a very good job there. All right, here we go. Next one from Al Dukes. Favorite condiment is barbecue sauce.
I'm going to go false.
That is false. He doesn't need anything with sugar. You're 2-4. If you get this one, you're going to put a lot of trouble on Mike. Last one. He loves quiet nights alone.
Oh, that's definitely true.
That is very true. 3-3. Well done. All right, here we go, Mike. You got to get all three of these. Otherwise, Bob's the winner. This is about Eddie Scazzeri, white wine connoisseur.
False. I would say red wine.
That is red wine. Good job. Well done. Here we go. Number two.
By the way, Bob's hammered already. Everybody knows that. Nobody said
Bob
it.
Bob or Mike?
No, Mike. I'm sorry. Mike. I might be hammered already. Good job, Mike.
I love you.
All right. Here we go. Number two. Claims to be a drinking machine while playing beer pong.
Who?
Eddie. The guy we're talking about.
Oh, Ace Gazzeri? False.
Yeah. That is false. It's
all right,
car
comes
bombs.
Down to this.
Last
bombs,
one. Yes. Once drank a guy under the table, and the guy was fired the next day for not showing up for work.
You just say true or false, man. Just two choices.
False.
Ah! Bob, you win.
Chef Bobby IQ Ann. Sends goes
good
to
job.
Bob.
Good job,
Mike,
man.
You did a great job, man.
All right, Bobby, good job.
That is true. Just Eddie once drank a guy under the table. He didn't show up for work the next morning, and he was fired the next day.
Hydrate, Mike.
True.
Hydrate.
Yes.
Good job, Bob. Made one of these, okay?
Good job, man. Good
and
job.
What? Yep. Let's watch Mike down the steps. All right? Good job, man. Enjoy yourself. We don't need a lawsuit on our hands. Sean, you got him? All right. Remember Boomer. First Boomer in Geo Live. Same type of thing. Same type of thing down the steps. So very good there, Jerry. Chef
there
IQ Sense.
Win the
right
Chef
here.
IQ Sense.
Probe
How about
your
that?
Meat.
That was very good.
That was very good.
Probing
you
your meat, baby.
Probing your meat, baby.
Probing your meat.
Nobody does it better than Chef IQ Sense. All right, so
I'll give
you sports.
I'll give you a couple of things just basketball related here. We'll start with, because we got the Knicks and Pacers tonight, game two. We know how game one went and all that. So just a couple of things here. Give you Tom Thibodeau, guys, talking about, you know, responding after that deflating loss the way they fell late the other night.
Tough losses are part of this league. It happens, right? And then you got to bounce back. So it's how you respond to what happened. The game is over with. You move on and be ready for the next game.
And that is tonight. Here's Jalen Brunson talking about being in the right frame of mind. I hope that's what he says.
I'm pretty sure everyone's going to be thinking about it, but I think our mindset has to be short-term memory.
Mm-hmm. And
all
then,
right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You betting on tonight's game?
Yeah, I'll bet the Knicks tonight.
For sure. Will.
Yeah. I still say Knicks in five.
Okay, you say Knicks in five. Okay.
Well, I got to stick with it. They should have won game one, okay. So I expect them to come out and win game two.
What is the spread tonight?
I have not looked.
I haven't looked either, Boomer, but when Jerry continues to play some cuts, I'll give you the answer.
All right, so last one from the Knicks. This is Mikal Bridges talking about feeling good going into. Despite what happened the other night, they feel pretty good.
Energy's fine. Energy's pretty high. I think vibe's good. I think it's just, you know, just owning up to. You know, not finishing strong.
And try and get this win and even things up before. Because I actually, and the reason part of the winning in five is I think they've been better on the road. And I think they'll win their games in Indiana, believe it or not.
Knicks are a 6-point favorite.
Okay.
6 points.
Do you have the money line numbers for me?
Yes, I do, Jerry.
More so.
The money line numbers, Knicks are minus 255.
Oof.
Pacers are plus 210.
Minus 255?
Yeah.
Ugh, okay. Well, I'm still going to bet them either way. You guys like Adam Schein, right?
Oh, yeah. Love so, Adam Schein.
We know Adam Schein.
Hey. We're in the middle of a goddamn pandemic.
So he loves the Knicks, and it's fair to say he didn't take that loss well the other night.
The game was over in the books. 1-0 Knicks. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Go bleep yourself.
He said what?
Go bleep yourself.
I thought he could actually curse on that show.
Yes, he can.
He could if he wanted to.
I suppose on SiriusXM.
Yeah, he could.
He's not going to do that, though. So that'll be tonight around 8 o'clock or so, game number two at Madison Square Garden. Last night you had game two in Oklahoma City where the Thunder went up 2-0.
Randall catches. Dort strips him. What a play by Lugans. Dort, a first-team all-defensive selection. Outstanding anticipation. Duff giving to Shea down the lane. Floats it on the run. Banks it home left-handed on Alexander Walker and gets a bang for his bucket. Oh, what a play by Shea. SGA, so good always.
Yeah, that's Thunder Radio with the call. They wound up winning 118-103. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander had 38 points, 8 assists. They go up 2-0. Just
you know who had a tough game last night?
Julius Randle.
Yeah, he had a tough game last night.
And, Anthony Edwards actually played better and Randle did not.
Yeah.
And how do you explain this to me? We were talking about this before. Chet Holmgren is what, 7'4"?
7'4", and he weighs about 180 pounds.
How do you play 35 minutes and have 4 rebounds?
Yeah, I don't know.
That is
he's a screen beat. He gets pushed around. That's why.
Because they push him out like
thank
that,
you.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you very much. Okay. Here is, how do you pronounce his head coach's name? Dagnault?
Yeah, I mean,
sure. Whatever his name is. He's the Thunder head coach talking about... you know what? Skip it. I don't need to hear from him. Give me Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. No, we don't need that either. All right, give me Dave Sims. The Yankees won yesterday.
Baldy, his pitch hit well. Right field, backing up Garcia on the track. Looking up, it's gone. How about that? Ruben Vivas with his first home run. And the Yankees have a 1-0 lead.
And that
so do we like
it.
Dave Sims?
Oh, boy.
No? Yes?
Well, there's not a lot of Yankee fans here.
Yeah, we got a thumbs up, a thumbs down, and a so-so. So,
and a lot of Met fans, in fairness.
Yes. All right.
But it takes a while. It takes a while to get used to somebody.
It does.
Yeah. Do you have Ricky Ricardo on that call?
Play it.
No.
No, you don't.
Okay. Not here. No, I don't.
I would love to hear that call.
I'm sure they can effort that, as you will. But that was the only run of the game. They won 1-0. They sweep away the Rangers. You got Yankees and Rockies tonight. The 8-42 Rockies. That'll be on the Fan at 8:40.
Bet the Rockies, Jerry.
Al's going for the sweep.
What?
He's going to pick the Rockies in a sweep, he said.
Really,
Al? He wanted to know what kind of odds he could get. Yeah.
No, well.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Mets open up, open up a weekend series with the Dodgers. Griffin Canning and Clayton Kershaw, the starters there. The Giants officially signed their top draft pick, Abdul Carter. To
and
a
by the way,
yes.
Have you seen the headbutting videos between Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo?
Yeah, you sent me that yesterday. Couple of oddball kids, but I like it.
You know what? Your quarterback slamming heads with your fullback. I love it. that's two meatheads. That's great. That's the kind of guys you want. Those are real men.
Real men.
Hey, Al, come over here. Give me a headbutt.
Oh, God.
No. Don't do it.
That's
no,
a
no,
bad
no, no,
idea.
A little headbutt.
No.
You don't want to do that?
No.
Hello? Oh, hi. As we know, the skull is made of bones, and I have osteoporosis.
And the Panthers beat the Hurricanes 5-0 to go up 2-0 in that series.
All right, so there were a few people that were making this trip that were special. I'd like to see if they're around. I know Larry from Indiana made the trip.
Get out.
Yes, yeah, he did.
He drove
You're
here.
Kidding.
Where is Larry?
Larry, where
Larry
are you?
Larry from Indiana.
There he is.
No
right
way.
Yes.
Come on up here. Get
come
over
on up here.
Here,
Larry.
Wow. Come on, Larry. Get over here. Come up by these stairs. We'll put you on in the next segment, all right?
Holy
and we also
cow.
Have to find Tracy from Atlantic Highlands, if she is here yet. She's probably going to come, like, make some grand entrance, like jumping out of a hot air balloon or something. So she's not here yet, I don't think.
That would be cool.
But she better be here because we got plans for her. And no, we're not going to make fun of you, Tracy, if you're listening. It's going to be a good thing. But we'll get Larry up here, who drove from Indiana.
Wow.
Now, he is a Pacers fan, but he still likes New York, and he likes us. So we're going to be kind to him.
Yes.
Man, I tell you, sometimes you picture people in your head of what they look like.
Not what I thought.
Based on their sound, and I was completely off here.
Me too.
I thought old beard.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Much younger man.
Yes.
You know what I would say? I'd say former nose tackle.
Look at this guy. All right, so we'll get him next segment. We'll talk to him, make sure he's all good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, can I ask you a quick is he going to turn the microphones on? Did you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. The microphones are on.
They are
on. You almost had your Francesa turn my mic on moment.
I know. There it is. That's better.
Yeah, it's louder.
All right, so here's the deal. Who the hell is smoking weed out here? You people stink. Oh, God, it's nasty.
Well, hey, it's legal now, and people are going to do their thing. So there are many callers because of CBS Sports Network that find us in different states. Obviously, WFAN, local, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, the whole deal. But because we're across the country on CBS Sports Network, you get some people that find us that wouldn't normally find us. And there was a man who's called up several times named Larry in Indiana who has said that he's going to wake up and drive all the way from Indiana here just to meet us. And he goes, if I can meet you guys, I'll definitely make the trip. And he got up this morning, drove here 10 hours. He's staying at a hotel down the block. Ladies and gentlemen, Larry from Indiana. Larry! How you doing, man?
Hey, good. How about yourself?
Doing great, Larry. Man, I tell you, I had this vision that you were going to show up here, and this is just because stereotypical people who sound different than we do. I thought you'd show up with a big beard. You'd be like 65. You'd be wearing overalls, and you'd have a goat. And you're not that at all, man. You got tattoo. You got a freaking tongue ring.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Wow, man. But you know what? You look good. And you got... Tell Boomer whose shirt line that is, clothing line.
Shaquille O'Neal.
That's a Shaquille O'Neal shirt, right. So how many tattoos on the hands and the arms?
Just a couple.
Just a couple, okay.
Yep.
I see you got the University of Miami right here.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to school there?
No.
Oh. Did you go to school at all?
Yeah.
No. No. Well, up to the sixth grade.
Okay, nice. I love you, Larry. So man, you were trying to come last year, but unfortunately you had an issue and you had to turn around.
Yes, sir.
So you've been planning this for like over a year now to get up and do this. So what are you going to do after the show? Like, what's happening here?
I'll find a titty bar somewhere.
Larry, I love you, man. I've never loved a man more than I love Larry from Indiana. Wow. You are living the life, aren't you?
Oh, try to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, hey, I'm about like Jim.
Larry! Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
I try to live it to the fullest every day.
Yeah.
You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
That's right, Larry. I mean, especially in your life.
Yes.
You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
You know, I've never met anybody with a tongue ring. Can you show it?
Yeah.
That hurt?
Now,
no. I got it when I was about 21, I think.
Okay.
And just never took it out.
It's been in there for all those years.
Well, take it out, wash it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then put it back in. Yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, just because we are still FCC regulations, just be careful, all right? Just
yes,
be careful.
Sir.
So, why did you get the tongue ring?
Pleasure.
Okay, all right. That's what I figured. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Whose pleasure?
My wife of 30 years.
Wow! Got a wife of 30. What's her name?
Judith Reagan.
Judith, if you're out there watching, what a gem here. Your husband's going to a strip club after the show. When he told the country about
that.
Oh,
yeah.
Since she's fine with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Larry, you want to move in with me? Oh, you are great. Unfortunately, and don't hold this against him, he grew up in Indiana, but he's been very respectful. He is a Pacers fan. He is. But he's...
Don't hate me.
They loved you, now they hate you.
Yes.
Yes.
So what do you think is going to happen in the series now, Larry?
It's going seven.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And...
You can make a lot of friends here, Larry.
Hey, I'm telling you, it's going to be tough.
Okay.
It's really going to be
tough. Tough for who? Tough for the Pacers or tough for the Knicks?
Plus, it's going to be tough for the Knicks.
Yeah.
Oh,
real bad. I mean... You seen what Halliburton did, I guess.
Larry turns heel. WFAN. Yeah, well, listen, whoever made the best team win, Larry. Today
yes,
is a day about celebration. We're not going to go back and forth here. Larry, just a couple questions. Have you been in prison before? Have you been to jail?
Yes, sir.
You have? Okay. I had a feeling. For how long?
The longest bit was maybe 18 months.
18 months.
Oh,
okay.
Wait. The longest bit? There have been many bits?
Bits and pieces.
Okay. I want to probe, but yeah, I kind of don't. You know?
Would you like to do a shot with Larry?
Is Larry, you're allowed to do drink? Are you a sober man or you drink a little bit?
I am sober.
Well, oh, okay.
See, so, yeah, I had a feeling.
Okay. Good so for good you.
Good job, Larry. Good job. We appreciate that. But you're in a good place now. Your life's in a good place now.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh. Very, very good.
No bits and pieces anymore.
Nope.
No, you're all right. Good. You're all solid.
And now my dream has finally come true to meet you too. And
oh, my God.
Yeah. Right out of the clink, right to New Jersey to meet Boomer Esiason. Now, do you have a favorite Boomer Esiason football memory, Larry?
Oh, yeah. It was during the Colts game. He threw a beauty down the left sideline. I mean, it was the prettiest pass I've ever seen.
Wow, that's very nice, Larry. Thank you.
Were the Bengals against the Colts, you think?
I think it's probably the big... We did play there as a Jet. We did beat them. But I also think we went there twice when I was the Bengals, and we beat them twice there as well.
I think it was with the Jets, Boomer.
It was.
I think you guys won 22-19.
Okay. Okay, well, you would know better than I do. That's for sure. Well, I thank you. That means a lot. Thank you very much.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Larry, I'm proud of you that you got your life together. I'm proud that you're married 30 years and you're a big fan and you're part of the family now, Larry. All right. So have a good day today. Stay out of trouble.
Hey, yes, sir.
And then
hey, appreciate y'all.
Yeah, appreciate
by
you.
By the
Larry.
Way,
thanks for driving here, man. Seriously, 10 hours to go hang out with us.
If you want to know where to go, what strip club to go, just ask Al Duke.
All righty.
Al, just tell them where to go, okay?
It's a place called Centerfold nearby. They're open from 5 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Yeah, so 5 a.m. to 4 a.m. Larry, good to meet you, brother.
All right, Larry.
There's Larry,
thanks,
everybody.
Larry from Indiana. Larry!
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Gonna give him the all-access pass?
Yeah, why not?
He's a convicted felon.
Well, he didn't say
no,
felon.
No, I know. Well, I know. We know. Just the longest bit was 18 months.
Wow.
What an answer.
Bits and pieces.
I just knew. You know, like, I'm sitting there looking at him like, this man has been to jail. Like, I just know it. And he was. But he's got his life together, so that's all that matters. And he's sober, and he's doing great, and he's a fan of the show, and he's talking Knicks Pacers with us. So the past is the past.
And he's going to Centerfolds.
It's Boomer and Geo live from BJ's. Kick off to summer 2025.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.